everybody. Well, today is August 2nd, 2017, and let's do a clearing for that date. So here we go, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. So here we go, clearing this energy off today's date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There we go. That feels pretty good. Okay, let's bring up the light bean or beans on your monitor screen or screens. Here we go. To bring you peace energy. And here comes the energy coming into your room and into you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on and you need to have some kind of relief from something, here we go. Let's release that energy from you. It'd be physical pain or maybe a trauma that you've experienced, emotional trauma, maybe extreme anxiety or something. So here we go, releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next, let's bring in our co-host. So are you out there, Ann, ready to go?
Yes, I am. Hello, Ron. Good evening. Welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. You will be happy to have joined us. You can spend 1 hour experiencing Ron Ametron's wonderful information and healings. He has a website, which is creationlightship.com, and there's a lot more healings on there that you can check out after the show. Ron does a lot of live healings. We'll be talking about that tonight. If you have any questions about healings or what Ron does, you can send us an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the button on the Fast Chat page connected to the BBS radio station site. Just earlier this afternoon at 5:30, as Ron does every Wednesday, Ron had an in-person over-the-phone healing call where he also charged water for everyone on the call for a week, and that's always a wonderful experience, so we thank you, Ron, for that. And thank you so much for clearing the date, Ron. Did you charge up the light beings for us?
Yeah, I can do that again here. So here we go. If you want more energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go.
Thank you. So Ron does that really every show at the beginning of the show, disconnects us from the numbers of the dates that can tie us to things, and then gives a little extra energy to the light being that you might bring up on your computer screen, or some people bring it up on their television screen so it's bigger. And I'm still putting up the three light beings, Ron. When you do that, are all three, the male, female, and non-gender being activated? It kind of feels that way.
It could be, if that's what your request is. Normally, I bring in males all the time, but, you know, that could be, you know, what happens, too.
Okay. So I mentioned the healing call today. Someone wrote in, did the energetic cording release call yesterday? That was the Tuesday call. That was at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. Today felt more centered and physically balanced. Thank you. And then, just so everybody is clear, tomorrow is the clone body removal call, and Friday is the entity removal call. So you're welcome to join Ron on any of those. And then not this weekend, or is it not this weekend, but the following weekend, Ron will have the Ascension Preparation Call on the Saturday of that weekend, August 12th, and then a 7-hour healing call on August 13th, 20th, and 27th. So those are all the information about those are on Ron's website. So Ron, you have been clearing a lot of planets and finding that certain planets have a lot of influence on us here on Earth, which they should not, but they're mind-controlling us and hurting us in other ways. And would you like to do some work on a planet tonight? We did have some requests.
Okay, let's see what the requests are. We'll see if that will work for the show today.
Okay, some people are requesting that you do a little more work on the planet Uranus. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think we did battles on it last time, didn't we? We went out into light ships. Is that what we did on Uranus?
Yes, I believe that on the last show, so that would have been Monday, it was very powerful, and you had to call in the special forces to assist, and there was some, battles went on and explosions and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so we could do that again if you like, everybody. So here we go. We'll go up to the light ship. This is the one that worked live on this one program here that we're on, the one for today. We'll not work on an archive. So here we go. We're going out and going into the Defense Fleet location. And we all have our own Defense Fleet ship that we're going to be on with other light beings battling. And we'll be able to see the time-traveling soldiers also fighting. So here we go. Going into the particular Defense Fleet ships now. And we're being trained, we'll say, schooled on how to maneuver and shoot at aliens. So here we go. You'll be leaving the light ship, and you're on artificial gravity right now, so it's going to feel a little different once you leave, and you're probably notice it more when you come back. So we're leaving right now. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. Remember, we're out of time, so we could have had a lot of schooling out of time. And now we're going to Uranus. And, yeah, there's still continuing battles there from last time. So if you want to bring up the picture of Uranus on your TV set or your computer screen, some people have Internet on their TVs or big monitor screens. So here we go. Bring up the picture of whatever one you feel is appropriate. Just go into the images, and here we go. We're going to start battling now, and you may see stuff happening around you. And also on the planet, so you may feel some actually energetic shots being shot at you. Normally, the light shields on the ships will facilitate and take out the energy coming to you almost all the time. So here we go. More energy is coming your way for a stronger light shield, and now we're battling. So here we go. You might want to watch that planet. You might feel your body getting amped up a little bit here. Maybe a little bit of adrenaline rush is going through your body. And we're just shooting them with laser light energies, taking out wherever these attacks are coming from, and taking out underground tunnels, too, from the surface. So here we go. We're battling now. And there's other ships coming our way to battle us. So this would be interesting. This is the way it normally works. So more energy is coming. So one, two, three, four, and five. And you may be able to actually feel your body change a little bit. Sometimes when you're on the ships, you're wearing a special type of like astronaut suit. And if that's the case, at least in the evenings, when you're doing that, then you take a shower the next morning. You have a really thick, oily film on your body, which is from, you know, having that energy with you, the special protective gel that goes on you when you're in your astronaut suits. So here we go. We're battling now. And, boy, there's a lot of intensity going on. You might actually sense explosions happening And you're out of time, so you're not going to feel a lot of this stuff, but there is things that you will actually sense and feel. And this could probably be going on throughout the show here. So we'll just come back right now. We'll still be battling, but we'll just go back to the show. So, Ann, are you ready to get some testimonials or questions?
I sure am, Ron. Yes,
okay.
And that felt really wonderful, so thank you. So we have a really nice testimonial here that's been in the box for a while, but someone wrote in to say that their spouse has had a history of problems with their heart. I'm going to try to edit this because it's a little long to read the whole thing. But in the past, they had operations, et cetera, to help them with their heart. Then they found Creation Lightship. They did many clearings and participated with the teleconference calls. And just, you know, a few months ago, he started having some pains again. And so they got the month-long healing conference calls that I was just referring to before you did that clearing. And on the Sunday conference call, he had a very strong experience of something happening inside his chest when he asked for healing of his heart and his issues. He felt a very strong energy and saw a light around him and told me he had been healed. So sure enough, he already had an appointment booked for an examination at the hospital, and they were considering another procedure. And then he went to the doctor after this, got nothing but good news. All his blood tests are fine, and all the examinations and tests showed that everything was fine. So thank you, Ron, and all the light beings on the Creation Lightship for a wonderful healing.
That's great.
Yes, that is wonderful. Certainly any energies like that you feel while you're on a healing of Creation Lightship is definitely something you can trust. that's really wonderful. So I'm still going back into these past ones. Okay. Yeah, it's wonderful to get those actual. Okay. Now I will say this one for paranormal. It's something about asking if they were being abducted. Okay. We did this one already. I'm a little confused about timelines. Ron said that when we wake up from a dream, it takes 5 seconds for us to come back here. But what about the dream? Are we still living on that dream timeline? And can our actions and thoughts here on Earth affect what we do on that timeline?
Well, you're on the timeline still. You just happen to wake up and become conscious knowing that you're on it. Your actions here probably would not affect the timeline because it's already a movie set program that the aliens made for you. So you probably would not be able to have any influence on it because it's already, you know, the script's already there. So you're you know, going by the script and what the aliens want you to do, and you're using that movie set and their programs to do what they want to do to you. So I would say you're probably not going to be able to affect it much here, you know, but it's still going on, okay? So back to you.
Okay. So I never thought about that question before, Ron. If we're on timelines, does what we're doing, that what we're aware we're doing on this planet affect the timelines, or is only timeline crashing what's going to protect us?
Yeah, well, I would say only the timeline crashing is going to get you off of the timeline. Remember, that clearing is designed to take out the timeline for probably millions of people who have a similar issue on that timeline. So, like, if you're in a pain timeline and you have an arm problem, that would be what you're going to be releasing from you by doing timeline crashing. And whoever is on the planet having that particular situation like you're having will be also released from that timeline. But as far as trying to think your way out of it or anything else, you would not be able to be effective at all with that. So back to you.
Right, and also if, you know, let you have an incident, let's say you're, I don't know, visiting friends or something and something happens and you do timeline crashes for yourself, well, all the people who that specific event happened to would also get off the timeline, right?
Yeah, so an so another way of saying it, so it's a little more real, maybe you're all together in a situation going on, whatever that would be, maybe you went to a rock concert or something, and you have 50 people together, and you're enjoying watching the performance, and all of a sudden, one of the people on the stage drops dead, okay? And so your little group is now, because you know each other, you're all traumatized because this person dropped dead on the stage. So right away, the aliens will take that timeline, and you're all now going to be on that timeline, all 50 of you, plus everybody else in the audience, but mainly it'll be the ones that you know. So automatically by doing a timeline crash for yourself on it, it is also going to affect your 50 people or friends, along with maybe, say, 300,000 other people that are at the concert. So they're all going to have that healing as long as you do it. But mainly it's going to, you know, relate to your friends first because they're with you and you're connected to them, energetically cordial to them. And naturally, you're probably going to be talking about it to bring up more drama and traumas. And then that's what the aliens love. And so, you know, they're going to be off of that timeline as you start clearing it. And, you know, if that would have been the case, and you have 300,000 people on one particular issue of a situation, you probably need to do a lot of timeline crashing because there's so much energy there and the aliens are just feeding off of it. They found the proper fishing hole to get everybody connected. So you may want to even do maybe, I would say probably, 20, 30,000 timeline crashes. So back to you.
Right. And go ahead.
Yeah. And then also, you know, like if, you know, you're watching the TV, like when Fukushima first happened, that's a big event, too. You need to do a lot of timeline crashes for that. So if it's still affecting you when you think of Fukushima, then you know that you're on those timelines. You better do some timeline crashing because the energies of that particular event is coming into you. And whatever that means to you, whether it's radiation poisoning or seeing people, you know, have their lives, you know, torn apart, that's what you're living. And that will come into you at some point, and you're going to be living that energy. It'll become real for you because you're on that timeline, and it'll be copy and pasted to you. So back to you.
Right. Great, Ron. And there would, of course, there's nothing like the Fukushima disaster on the new Earth.
That is correct. It doesn't exist.
Right. And I just wanted to say, in case people are wondering about when Ron says something like do 20 or 30,000 timeline crashes, that he suggested in the past that each timeline will take approximately, you can kind of count that it'll take 5 minutes. So you just need to do whatever that math is to figure out how much time you need to put on the timeline crashes for. Some might take a little longer, he has said, but that's a good estimate. Okay. Apparently, you were talking about you might do a special call for curses, hexes, and spells, and someone wrote in to vote for that. And they say Catholic families are always praying for you. And that's true, but I don't know that it's limited to Catholic families. I think a lot of people in different religions do a lot of praying. And that's not really... That's not good for anybody. So
yeah, so those people are preying on you. You're the people's prey.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, praying's not good. Thinking about people. Okay. Do our physical problems come from invisible energetic bodies?
Yes, they do, but it mainly comes from the history or her story of your ancestors. So that's where it initially comes from. That gets put into your DNA, and that goes into your cellular memory. And then as you live your life and things start happening to you, your energetic bodies, which are invisible, start getting corrupted. And when they're corrupted, then you're on the roller coaster ride. And so that's what causes your problems. Because now, instead of being dormant, you know, you don't know what your ancestors even thought, or even yourself, probably what you thought of a week ago. How many thoughts have you had a week ago? Could you write them all down? You know, I bet you probably couldn't write down 10 of them. And you're continuously thinking, bringing in that energy to you. So your ancestors are giving you all of their thoughts, and you're living those thoughts in your current reality. And that current reality becomes your memory of each day that you live. So your memories are what's happening to you, and that's corrupting your energetic bodies, which get contaminated, which work in the physical. So that's the link to you. The DNA goes into the energetic bodies that are invisible, and those invisible bodies now radiate that energy of dramas and traumas and everything else, which is out of balance energy, darkness, and that comes right into your physical body. So that's the link between you and longevity and health. So your problems come from those bodies, which is from your ancestors. So if you don't clear those bodies out, you won't have a lot of, you're going to be probably having things happening to you. And that's what you need to have cleaned out. The most important thing in your life is to clean those bodies out. And then you have a more peaceful life. So back to you.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Ron. Last week you went back and did a 20,000-year clearing, and we have a testimonial about that. My chest feels much lighter, and my neck feels cleared, feeling much better after that clearing. Thank you, Ron.
Right.
I don't know. Oh, good. So you do remember that you did that one.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a 22,000-year going back. I'll do one of those for going back 52,000 years. So some people may not have been here that long. So maybe I'll do 32,000 years. Almost everybody's been here at least 30,000 years. So here we go. Taking away the energy, so I'm going to count to 100. And depending what happened to you in that particular century, remember, this is all genetic stuff. Remember, you don't have to actually be born at that particular time, but the genetic energy will attach to you. So maybe for some reason you decided not to come in, but one of your soul family members did. And so you have that history, too, or her story of your energy of the people in your soul family being transferred onto you also. So there's a lot of things that, you know, happen that's not too logical, but it still affects you. So here we go. So we're going to do, I think it was, 27,000? We'll go back 25,000 plus 2? Or do you want to do 30?
32,000?
32. Okay, 32,000 years. I'm going to count to 100. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 50. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. That one's pretty intense. I'm going to do that one over again. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, we'll see how that affects you. Maybe you had an ache or pain, and that's relief. Something was bothering you, maybe. You didn't know what it was. One of those unexplained situations. Pure energy, that's probably released. And hopefully you're doing well. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Whew. Well, that was very, very relaxing and peaceful. I almost like felt like my eyes closed and everything. I got so relaxed. Okay. All right. I'm just looking at some people writing in today. I hope that's clear about the timeline crashes. Yes, you can write crash all timelines consecutively. You don't have to click the boxes and do one at a time. Okay. Okay. The Tuesday night call, I'm not sure which, if it was the cording removal or the turtles after the call. So what this person's referring to is Ron did a healing call yesterday, Tuesday, and then he allowed us to continue on the light ship with our healings for, I think it was 2 hours, which was very generous and nice of you, Ron, and everyone always appreciates that. So we got to ride on either turtles or dragonflies. So this person chose a turtle, as I did. And so they don't know whether it was the actual cording removal or the healing with the turtles. But I can breathe into both my nostrils most of the day. I like the extra oxygen going to my head. Thanks. I've lived with allergies all my life. I have only done 3 whole lifetime clearings. It must have been really effective. So I'm sure it's a combination of getting started on whole life clearings and then the call yesterday.
Yeah, very good.
Yes. Okay, so this is an interesting question. How many invisible energetic bodies need to be cleared? There are around 20 clearings for energetic individual bodies. So how many of those need to be cleared? Ron, are you there?
So we could do another clearing. I mentioned maybe 25 plus 2, 27,000 years back. You want to do that, Ann?
Yes, that'd be great.
So here's another one, everybody. This may be your cup of tea here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, that's heavy. A lot of death energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 80. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 100. Now, redo that one again. I'm putting that on my solar plexus here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 100. Oh, man. Okay, back to you, Ann. Let's see what kind of comments we get on that from people.
Okay. Meantime, we have a testimonial about the other night. I believe it may have been when you did the first clearing of Uranus, or it was a recent show anyway. You invited us all to be on a battleship. So somebody wrote in about that. I felt terrified on the warship and quite sad. So I went to the back of the ship. Then I felt the triumph and joy of our soldiers. The light beings fixed my wounds. They said they'd make me better than new. So they fixed my knees and my feet that I've been having problems with for a while. Thank you for the experience.
Great.
Well, and we really appreciate people who write in that see things like that and really have a good vision and know what's happening. So somebody wrote in, Ron, I think it might have been the same night, about the Uranus clearing, the first one, that it felt very heavy to them. So can you bring in some peace and love energy? And I was wondering if you would just comment on that so that people can understand why you probably wouldn't bring in any love energy.
Well, love's in duality, so that's what that's why you're still here on this planet, because you chose duality, the law of cause and effect. So you never want to have love energy. So remember, love is like hate energy. It's all the same, different types of love, and then the opposite of that. And you actually have fallen in love, then fallen out of love, and then having divorces. All the same thing. Aliens love that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we go. Let's bring in peace energy.
Great.
So there's no duality in peace. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And that's why we do the mind of heart drop. So if you're not doing that, I'd say do it every hour. And you can do it 20 seconds. You're in peace energy. And that's where you want to live. You don't want to be in duality. Well, you may want to be in it if you like to have the roller coaster ride and you want to miss ascension. You can have all the love energy you want, and that's why you're still here. So, back to you.
Great, Ron. I think that's a tough thing for people, too, when they first find Creation Lightship and get into their heart center and peaceful. It's a hard thing for some people to accept because that love energy gets a lot of play on this planet. So thank you for being so clear on that. So somebody wrote in about the 32,000-year clearing. My body kept jerking during the 32,000-year clearing, and I feel very light. Thank you.
Great.
So that seems like something was coming out of that person's body almost, right, if they were jerking like that.
Yeah, that would be correct, uh-huh. There's some kind of energy attachment or something that could even be energies in the body from that time a long time ago, entities, many things. So if your body jerks, something got released. So back to you.
Okay. Someone is asking, Ron, if you could explain the family imprinting clearing.
Basically, that's the belief systems of your family and how the energy from that is imprinted onto you and how your family relates to each other. And it's sort of like the DNA release of your family situations and dramas and traumas. And how, you know, your parents think and how they passed on their judgments to you, thinking that it would be a good thing to do. And it might be, in a sense, your morals, we'll say. But, you know, you want to get that stuff released from you because it's not, it's all in judgment. All the energy is in judgment. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Ron. Okay, on Saturday, in this, the one of the planets you cleared was the sun. That was last Saturday. So somebody wrote in, I felt that clearing of the sun in my head, large jerks and things being released. So I'm running the removal of alien head connectors and implants clearing. What a great idea. I wrote after my name, clear the sun. So that's a really another great idea. Thank you, listeners. Thanks, Ron. These planet releases have been very interesting. Felt releases from my jaw, tailbone, shoulder, feet, and between my throat and heart. I'm thinking of the puppets that have strings on them. They mean marionettes. So I feel like more of my strings are being released.
Yes, a good way of putting it. Yes,
Yeah, that's really, really good image to think of. So, before I forget to announce this, and I don't like to always leave it till the end of the show, but Ron is doing another special call on September 2nd. Saturday, September 2nd, it's going to be a full three-hour call. It will start at 1 p.m. Pacific time, so you'll want to put this on your calendar. The cost is $50, and it's the placenta and pin removal clearing. And the placenta, well, Ron has done the pin removals before, and a lot of people have experienced that and are familiar with it. The placenta means our placenta that we were attached to during our birth, if I'm correct about that, Ron, right? And you're going to clear the energies from that.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, because people are asking, you know, they're not quite sure, you know, what you meant by that, and I just want to make sure I'm saying it right. And pins are the are unfortunately something very real and painful that the aliens do to us, and Ron removes them. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, Ron, or say more about it?
Well, I think if you haven't been on one of the pin calls, I'd highly recommend getting on one of those calls. And we're doing this one here in conjunction with the placenta one. I don't know when I'm going to be doing a pin call by itself, but I do pin removals off and on some of the conference calls that we have. Or the 7-hour calls on Sundays. But, yeah, you have energetic pins put into you, and also you have physical pins put into you as your physical on timelines. Remember, timelines are not an airy-fairy thing. Timelines are you being copy and pasted, living a life, a physical life with a physical body that bleeds and cries and has to eat and everything else. And you're on that timeline physically living. And the aliens, some of them probably strap you to tables and poke pins into you. That's the easiest way for me to talk about it. And it's not energetic, it's physical. But all that energy out there on those maybe thousands of timelines that you're living at one time, remember, the dark side made you into a multidimensional being, only supposed to have one life in the now and source energy. But being a multidimensional being, living thousands of lifetimes, thousands of timelines, thousands of parallel lives. So timeline crashing is to get you off of your parallel lives, to get you, you know, disconnected from the events that you have lived and that they copy and paste and you're doing it over and over and over again. So you want to get off of all those things so you can become peaceful. And on those, on the pin removal calls, we go in and release energies from you, these pins that are different locations in your body causing you harm. I could just say that the pins are for torture. So get on those calls whenever we have them, and you're going to feel better. Maybe we can have somebody maybe send in a testimonial, CLS questions at Yahoo, maybe about what we did today on this show, and also maybe if they had some relief from the pin removal calls. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Someone else did write in about the 32,000-year clearing tonight. I got a stabbing in my left wrist, and then both of my wrists vibrated and jerked. I'm not sure if this was from this clearing or being on the light ship fighting in Uranus. So they're probably enlisted. Do you think, well, I guess sometimes we do kind of experience what's going on in the battles when we're here, right, Ron?
Yeah, I would think that's more of doing that past life clearing rather than going out fighting. I don't see any physical body damage to the person where they had a wrist problem.
Oh, good. Okay.
I do see them being drugged with, like, shackles on their wrist, maybe behind a horse or something. So, anyway, remember that was, that call seemed to have, I think, a lot of death energy, but not mistaken, unless it was the other one, the other one that I did, the clearing. I think the first one had death energy. So, yeah, that was probably what I was picking up, things like that. Just grills tortures for people. So back to you.
Okay. Does that particular person that sent in that message need to do any further healings, would you say?
Well, now that you know about it, I would do timeline crashes on it.
Okay.
You know, whenever you're affected by something that we do, on any of the radio shows, do timeline crashing on it, because there's probably more there than what I can take away on just, a 3-minute clearing. So back to you.
Okay. Someone said, do the aliens leave enlisted soldiers alone?
If you're asking if you're a little more protected, I would probably say yes. And then because your group that you're with, maybe there's a dozen of the soldiers that are walking with you in this lifetime that you can't see. You may have, maybe 3-4 of them as bodyguards here. And so typically they may not want to interface with you, because where you're working is out of time and you can't see the ships here, but you're on ships. So as far as them trying to make connections with you or harm you, that would be a real stupid thing for them to do. But you could also, at times become a target as the aliens, want to try to cause you harm because you're out fighting them. But your remedy is with your group, and also with all the other time-traveling soldiers, because they're not just going to watch you get taken out or have your one ship be a target. They'll all come to your aid. So that's the way it works. So the whole, all the soldiers out there fighting know what's going on and where they need to lend assistance if there's a heavy battle going on. Back to you.
Okay. Oh, wonderful, Ron. And on that subject, I just wanted to remind you, Ron, to announce that you'll be doing the enlistments tomorrow on the 5:30.
Yes. So if you happen to, on the Tuesday call, I was going to enlist people. And somehow I just, it spaced my mind here, we'll say. And so I'll be doing it tomorrow. So if you were on that call and you wanted to enlist, just maybe contact CLS Questions at Yahoo, and the co-host will send you the login information for the show tomorrow, and we will do enlistments tomorrow. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. I know some people were interested in that, so we did hear from one person, and hopefully anyone else that wants to be enlisted will come on the call tomorrow. Okay, another question about the 32,000-year clearing. On the second round of 100 count, I felt my eyes burning. Maybe I was burned at the stake.
Yeah, I'm seeing something like that, yeah. I won't say you're attached to anything, but there was a bunch of people like in a corral, kind of like horses, you know, being fenced in. And then they, maybe you were standing on straw or hay or something like that, and that was put on fire. So, yes, it was a burning, a torture burning. And the aliens love sucking the energy off of it. And so did the people probably watching there, that were physical there. So back to you.
Okay.
And it's possible that maybe, you know, let's just say that in this lifetime, because a straw was burning back then, maybe your feet are very sensitive to heat. And that could be the reason, because your feet got burned first. So back to you.
Okay. Someone sent this email in on Saturday night. I greatly enjoyed tonight's show. I feel relaxed after going to the lightship and Ron clearing the sun. Ron was making some great points tonight. It stinks he got cut off a few times. I recommend this be put on the archive page on the Weebly site. I have another question. Which conference call helps remove shapeshifters?
The only one that would probably do that would be the Thursday call. And that's where we get rid of the alien critters that are with you, causing you to have physical problems. So it's sort of like the call that we do on Sundays. Remember, you have replicas of you that get switched out every 10 minutes, and this is why you're switched out, because they want to get energy from you. And so this call tends to release the energies of, you know, a problem that you're dealing with. It's a physical problem, so you keep requesting that one particular issue that you have, and we look for the critters that are causing it. So back to you.
Okay. We have a question here about the abortions and miscarriage clearing that you have on the website. Can that be used for alien babies?
I don't see why not.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's a really powerful clearing for anyone to do. Ron has said in the past even men might want to do that, because it would clear, you know, any past life things. So someone has a couple of questions, Ron, about Princess or Lady Diana, who you have shared with us was a light being. Can we talk about her on the show a little, or is that not a good idea?
Yeah, we could. That's no problem.
Okay. The question is, are the her children's beings of light also from Creation Lightship, and do her children know who their mother was and where she was coming from, and are they still you?
Yeah, I don't know if the children knew. I don't know if she was even that conscious of being a light being, but she was driven to help, you know, with the humanitarian mission here. So that's what she was doing. It's compassion in a sense.
Right.
Children that are passed on as being a light being. Now, you come in special and you leave. And there's no such thing as bloodlines like we're talking about here, but with the darkness energies and the people having the bloodlines of the royals, we'll call it, going on forever. No, it doesn't work that way with light beings.
Okay, right, right. That makes sense. So I'm not I'm sure what's happening, Ron.
I'm kind of surprised that she even had children. You know. So, anyway. So she must not have really known that she was a life being. Because life beings do not want to have offspring here because you can't. So back to you.
Okay. Ron, you're a little bit, I don't know if we're having some interference or something, but we could hear you, but just barely. You kind of sound like you're underwater. So we're close to wrapping things up here anyway, because we end at 5 of, I believe, for this show, and so that we only have like 4 more minutes. But somebody wrote in a comment, one of the clearings Ron recommends we all do pretty early on is the death barcode clearing. And you can find that, of course, on the website. And once you purchased it, you can do it as many times as you need to. And you can write to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com anytime and ask him if you've done, you know, how many death barcodes you have. So one person wrote in to comment, Ron said to do the death barcodes, especially when you're older, 50 or more, but my son is only 30, and he had 8 death barcodes. So I guess their message is you never know when you might.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe with 8 death barcodes, you know, I would guess that they probably wanted him out of here before the age of 20. And you could probably look at maybe some of his accidents that he possibly had or close calls, and you can see where, yeah, each one, maybe there's like 4 that possibly or less that could have been life-threatening. So you know that, yeah, that's, and at that age is when they wanted him out. So back to you.
Okay. So that's lucky that the person cleared their son of the death barcodes, or he cleared himself. Okay, so here's a nice, interesting question. Best clearings for playing the lottery and scratch-offs. I have done the Jewish money code, the emotional clearings, cleared the paper and ink numbers and symbols of currency, done the poverty and the self-empowerment, emotional healing the victim. Do you have any other ideas on how to manifest some sums, Ron, some funds?
Well, you got to find out why you're not having funds. So you need to come into oneness with what you're attempting to bring to you. Now remember, since the aliens work with time energy and they can turn time off whenever they choose to for as long as they wish, you could look at in the future certain, say, numbers or what to say you're going to play the lottery with, besides a scratch-off, but the lottery where you're selecting numbers. So you could go into that situation and looking at the numbers and you know that you got it and you bet your life on it. And just before, you know, all the balls are there and they're going in and the aliens can stop time, maybe you were correct, just like prophecies that you would have won this, but the aliens turned time off, moved the balls around, and you lost. That's what they do. So once you realize that, trying to, you know, win money that way or something, unless something happens in your favor, it's very difficult. So it's just chance. So as far as trying to do a reading on it or anything else, the aliens are in control of everything. They don't like you, or they want somebody else to win it. They'll just allow them to win it because they're hooked up. So we should probably end our radio show. So let's do the Mind to Heart drop. You must command your spirit out loud, and we'll start this now. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And now we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. So blessings, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, listeners. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.